Hey guys, welcome back to Wine, Crime, and TV Time. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And today we're going to be recapping the Teen Mom 2 reunion
Which
episodes.
was way too many parts.
There was no need for three parts.
Yeah.
There was barely a need for two.
Yeah. They only had to bring in young and pregnant to add substance to this.
Which was so weird.
It was really weird. Well, I guess we can start.
Yeah, I guess we just get right in. I don't think that we have really anything else to talk
No.
about.
So,
Although, wait, I
yes,
wanted to
okay.
ask,
Yes.
did you see how Kale and Leah are like not necessarily in a fight, but like,
They
did you see
did
that whole
fight
thing?
over the cult.
Yeah, but did they go back and forth?
I don't think they really went back and forth. I think Kale kind of said what she had to say, and Leah was like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's what I got out of it.
So are they friends or no?
Yeah, they're still friends.
Oh,
Which I'm surprised because I feel like Kale, every time she fights with someone, they're just not friends ever again.
I know they're like cut off, but
Yeah.
Leah's just so like you said, like lackadaisical almost, like
Mm-hmm.
whatever. She
Yeah.
probably just tells Kale what she wants to hear, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and also, I don't know if you saw that Kale, like tweeted, I guess some girl had like contacted her. I don't know if it was Chris's like maybe baby mama. And she like posted the text. And then like the next day, Kale posted something or tweeted something about like people leaving her. Like I guess people are like showing up at her house.
Yeah, she's like, I'm moving, I'm selling my
Yeah.
house, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I mean, I do definitely feel bad for her in that sense, because people are trying to say like, oh, it's with the ter it comes with the territory, but like, no, it's still your home.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we should just get on into it. What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah. So we start off with all moms not being able to be on the same stage again.
Which I'm confused about, like the way that they had that, because I feel like Kale would have gone on with all them.
I agree. I feel like there isn't a problem anymore. I feel like MTV kind of just wants to make it a problem now.
Probably. I mean, I'm sure she still doesn't want to go on with Brianna or something, but I don't know. I just feel like it's weird because, and then she went out with Chelsea, and then she went out with, I mean, I'm sorry, she went out with Leah, and then she went out with Jade, but not Chelsea.
Well, if I remember correctly, Chelsea was pissed about the last time when that
True.
brawl. But in my, I thought they were still friends.
Yeah, so did I, but I almost feel like there's something there we don't know about.
Probably.
Or she just wants to like disconnect herself from the whole thing.
She probably does. So we're just gonna go mom by mom and see if anyone has anything, well, anyone, if you or I have anything to say about any of them, because it's just a recap pretty much. There was a few things that I think stuck out to me. I don't know about you, a few things that maybe should be discussed.
Yeah.
So, Kale, do you have anything to say about
First of
Kale?
all, I just can never like rewatch like Isaac when she's talking about a bear.
I know, it's just so friggin' sad. Like
It like
and then
breaks my heart.
yeah. It's definitely the worst. And I dread the day. And I hope I don't have kids to have to explain any of that too.
Yeah, it's just like so sad. And I mean, I feel like all that really went on with her was they talked about her baby daddies and how Joe apologized about the Hawaii trip. And I
Everyone's in
assume her,
therapy.
everyone's in therapy. It seems like her and Chris are not doing so hot.
I kind of like how she answers because, you know, Dr. Drew always tries to pry and she's like, sure. You could
Right.
say that. Like,
Right, like she like just avoided the question.
yeah.
And like especially with Javi, it got really weird when they were talking about Javi. I'm trying to think. I feel like they didn't really like talk about much with her. There wasn't much updating. Just like the
Yeah.
baby daddy stuff, right?
Yeah, like I guess her, Javi, and Joe are all on good terms. Her and Chris, there's no co-parenting right now, she said. Like he's just working and going to therapy is what she said. Which was interesting to me.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. I don't know if maybe that stems from this whole other baby mama thing.
Maybe. So do you think that Kale is keeping Lux from Chris if she thinks that like Chris actually knocked another girl up? Or do you think he?
I don't think so because I don't think that that's really ever been her MO.
Right. It was just weird the way that was all said.
Right. I mean, they could be fighting and like he's avoiding her right now. Or who knows? Maybe there's something more going, like more to it.
Yeah. You're right. Well, I guess we'll have to watch the next season to find out.
Guess so. But yeah, I feel like that's all that really happened with her.
I do like her darker hair, just an FYI. I
Oh,
like
same. I thought you didn't like it.
that. There was a picture she posted recently. No, just kidding. In one of the episodes, she looked super washed out, but I think that whomever did her makeup did a great job because it also complements her hair.
Right. No, yeah,
So,
I like her darker hair.
yeah. Now we're gonna move on to Brianna, and John is with her in this.
Yeah, which I was surprised he went.
And she immediately got emotional.
Yeah, I noticed that. Like, started crying.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. So she immediately got emotional, and there's clearly a lot of feelings still there.
There were, but she like annoyed me. Like,
She just wants him to like fight for her, and he's like, why?
yeah, because it was just kind of like, okay, but you told him you don't want to be with him. Like, this isn't high school where
He's
you
not gonna be
play those
like, please
games.
come back.
Yeah. And she had no interest in him. So I feel like she's just bullshitting when she's saying that she wanted him to fight for her.
She just wants attention.
Exactly.
Also, did you catch her saying that Lewis wants a family with her? And since she won't give that to him, that's why he doesn't associate with Salita?
Yes, I did, and I was like, oh, what?
Because I never got those vibes at all.
No,
But
I
maybe
only got
that's
that
just
like
me.
he wanted to be there for a minute, and that was it.
And then she was saying that after today she's never gonna see John again. I was like, you
I
guys are
know.
basically making out on stage. Like, I'm sure you'll see him again.
But I don't know. I feel like they haven't.
Don't know. We'll see.
Because that was filmed like a month or
September?
so ago. Two
Oh,
months.
yeah.
Was it September?
I don't know. I was guessing.
I don't know.
That's pretty much all I have for that part of her. Obviously, in the third one. Well, is it the third one or the second one? There's more.
Well, they come back. She comes back in the second one
Oh, it
with
was the second
her
one.
and, yeah,
Brittany and
Devon DuBois.
Devoyne. She actually very annoyed me on that too because she's like, this is why I hate him. And then at the end, she's like, and that's why I love him.
I
And I'm
know.
like,
Make up your
what?
mind.
Do you love him or do you hate him?
I just, what
'Cause.
irks me is like they give him shit all the time, Devon, and like I just don't feel like she actually gives him a chance to be a dad. And it's like he has to be a dad on her terms and do all the things that she expects him to do and wants him to do. And that's that. And I don't think that that's fair. I don't think it's fair that she can only, he can only see her if he goes to her house. I don't think it's that he needs to reach out to her on her watch or whatever. Like, I don't know. I just think that everything is on her terms, and that's what's annoying. And could he put more effort in? Probably, yeah. And I think he says that, but I do think he like wants to be a good dad.
Yeah, I think he does too. But I also
he just looked like a fucking rapper on the stage there, and I couldn't really take him seriously.
Yeah, the I was outfit. Like,
okay.
I can't. And like, but Britney, like, I thought, like, I love Britney because I think that she's so real and says it how it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I did like the fact that they did acknowledge the fact that he does do a lot for, like, even Stella and treats Stella basically like his own kid and all that. And then we get Roxanne on in her Gucci hat and her, like, long-ass hair extensions, it looked like. And she, for some reason, I didn't understand why she was saying she's never going to give up on Louis.
I think because she wants, like, for Stella to be able to see that they tried everything they could, or she tried everything she could anyway.
But also, do you remember earlier in the episode where Brianna's crying because she doesn't even know if her mom did what she needed to do to keep Brianna's dad around? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of family, like, childhood trauma there. And I think it's stuff that's, like, never going to be worked through, but it's always, like, Brianna's always going to be resentful towards, you know?
Did you watch Marriage Boot Camp Family Edition or whatever that was?
I didn't. I would like to. I know that it came out that, like, Britney's dad is not him. That whole thing is so weird. There's stuff that, like, isn't known, and Brianna was like, I don't want to talk about it, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. There's just something there.
Yeah, there's definitely is.
Maybe that's why she is the way she is with her kids, you know, maybe. When it comes to their dads.
Yeah.
Because her mom may have been like that with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like their childhood must have been very strange. Like, especially the fact that they're all still living together. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, something very off there.
Like, a lot of control or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But I do feel like Britney kind of, like, does her own thing more so than Brianna.
Yeah, I think Britney is, like, more of a real, like, more realistic and, like, can see from the outside what's going on.
Yeah, but they definitely need to give Devoyne Devon a little bit more credit than they do give him, because I think he is doing the best he can. And he just got a car, apparently.
Oh, according a whip.
To, a whip, sorry. According to Instagram. So
maybe he's putting forth more of an effort and whatnot, because he did say, he was like, I would love to be getting her ready for school. I would love to be doing those things. Like,
and I believe that.
I believe that too. And Britney made a point and said, like, you know, Brianna gets mean to him.
Yeah.
And it probably, like, pushes him away. Like, why would he want to reach out to her when she's mean to him?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to.
So, and I'm sure that, like, Brianna's right in a sense in what she said about, like, him knowing that Brianna and her family will always, like, they're good parents, like, they're all good parents to Nova, they'll always take care of her, and he knows that. I'm sure that that's true to an extent, but I don't think that's why he doesn't put the effort in. I think it has to do with, I think Brianna's difficult.
She's very guarded, and the way she acts in certain situations is super strange to me.
Yeah, just like, even Dr. Drew kind of pointed out the whole thing with, like, how when Louis wasn't giving her the attention she wanted, instead of, like, saying, like, hey, or not Louis, I'm sorry, John, wasn't giving her what she wanted or whatever, instead of, like, being like, hey, like, this is what I'm feeling, she just, like, cuts it off and runs.
Right, and even John said if they had the conversations he had after they broke up when they were still together, it would have made a lot more sense, and he would have not known how to handle it better.
Right. But when somebody just texts you out of the blue saying,
I don't want to be together,
I don't want to be with you anymore. Like, what are you supposed to say? That's like a gut punch. You're supposed to be like, no, please.
Come back. No, you're going to be like, fuck you. Bye.
And then she went all the way up to New York and it was still over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Super strange.
Yeah.
But Nova's cute.
So Stelita.
Oh, I love Stella.
Yeah, she's adorable.
She's so cute.
Now, what do
they
you think
they
both
seem like really good kids.
Oh, definitely, 100%. Although Nova seems to have a little bit of issues, but that's all good.
I'm sure. Well, when you're raising a house like that, and this is the other thing that kind of like gets under my skin a little bit, and I see this in certain places in my life. Like, I feel like when you live with one gender or you're around one gender constantly, it's almost like, and they may not even know what they're doing, but they're like poisoning her mind into men are bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she has no like male figure other than Devoyne. And other than that, it's been like her mom's boyfriends who've walked out.
Yeah. She's going to have some daddy issues. She'll be on the next 16 and pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I hope not. Hopefully Devoyne gets it
just
together.
Kidding. I'm just kidding. I hope not. All right. Let's move on to Leah. For everyone that doesn't see us, because no one can see us, Kaylee just rolled her eyes. So
there's just something about her that I'm just like, I roll my eyes at.
So we're watching this the other day, and I'm like noticing more of the Botox that she's had done, because when she smiled, she literally looks like the guy from Saw. Is it Saw?
Jigsaw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so weird because her cheeks are so like.
I know. She has had a lot of Botox. Her face is real tight.
Yeah, it's not a good look for her. But
I mean, when they first come out with her, I thought she looked great. I thought she seems to be in like a very good place in her life.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Working definitely. On her. Mm-hmm. And then they bring Jeremy out. Mm-hmm. And that segment really irritated me.
Okay, tell me why.
I don't know about you. Because I'm sorry, but who the fuck is Jeremy to call Corey out on being a bad dad when he, how many seasons did we watch that he was working and couldn't do this and couldn't do that and couldn't do this and couldn't do that?
I get that, but I do, if I recall correctly, he did say there are many times I wish I could have been there, but I couldn't because of work, and Corey chooses not to go because he stays at home. Like, he's a stay-at-home dad, I guess, or he works from home or something like that, and he still chooses not to go to Allie's doctor's appointments.
I just feel like, but who is he to call that out? Because he doesn't know. Mm-hmm. How do you know that? And from what I understand, I don't think that he only works from home. Maybe he like does sometimes, but I thought he was like, I thought he did something like working on like cars or something.
I have no idea what he does.
But I mean, regardless, I just feel like either way he's working. So even if he does work from home, he's working. He has to take off a day of work to go to all the way to Columbus to go do these things when Leah's sole job is Teen Mom too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she does.
And motivational speaking.
Motivational speaking. Like, I just think, I don't know. I just, I, my parents didn't, and I obviously didn't have like the issues that Allie has, but they didn't like take off work and both go to my appointments.
Right. Yeah, I can't even tell you the last time both my parents went to an appointment for me.
No, and, like, I just don't feel like, where is Jeremy coming from now all of a sudden caring about the twins? Because I never saw, like, this amazing relationship between him and them.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that just, like, really irritated me because, personally, I feel like Corey is a good dad.
Yeah.
And has always been, and has always, like, fought for his kids, even when Leah was not doing so well. And Jeremy didn't do that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And I also think that kids can be manipulative and work parents against each other. And I'm not saying that maybe Miranda did treat them differently or something like that, but who knows if...
I've never got good vibes from her.
Really? See, I always did.
I definitely think she has her shit together more than Leah. Well, not necessarily anymore, but I never got, like, caring, motherly, like, vibes towards...
I mean, I can get that because we saw her so early and so brief. She wasn't on much.
Right.
However, I mean, I can understand her wanting nothing to do with it and not wanting to meet up with Leah and this, that, and the other thing, because her husband cheated on her with Leah.
Mm-hmm.
I would feel probably a type of way.
No offense, but, like, I wouldn't cheat on Miranda with Leah.
No. Especially back then. But, I mean, there were obviously, like, underlying feelings and whatnot.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
But I don't know. That whole, like scenario just irked me. And I just feel like the whole thing was saying that, like, there were things going on with the twins and stuff like that. Like I said, I just think, like, I have step parents. And I know for sure that I, like, would complain about the one to my other parent. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And you're, like, pitting kind of them against each other or, like, oh, what was me? Where, like, the whole thing with Allie in the backpack, that whole situation where she, like, made Allie carry the backpack. Who knows if it wasn't, like, her trying to, like, instill some confidence in Allie and be like, no, like try to carry your backpack. Just see if you can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And could have been taken the wrong way. So, I don't know. That whole part annoyed me because I just think that that's not what this season was even about. So why is Jeremy calling that out on national television when he was always away, especially when he had a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
It was a much worse co-parenting relationship there.
And then he cheated on the girlfriend, too.
Yeah, and now he's, like, banging Leah, so he thinks he's dad of the year.
Right. Yeah.
Which I think they're still sleeping together.
Oh, yeah, I definitely do. But that brings us to our next part of Leah's Costa Rican friend.
Oh, my God.
So this part was weird to me.
That was so weird.
It was so uncomfortable.
It was so cringy. I honestly think they were trying to make it more than what it was.
Yeah, because even Leah was like, what are you trying? Like, what?
Yeah.
And even the guy's like, yeah, she's going to be my friend. Like, what are you talking about? But also, I think that Victoria is kind of annoying as shit.
Yeah, she is.
She's super annoying. Her voice bothers me. Yeah.
She just seems, like, dumb. But, I mean...
She's pregnant by, like, 20 different guys. I mean, yeah, she's pretty dumb.
I'm hoping that they will be on the next season of 90 Day Fiancé.
I also am hoping. I can't believe that Leah is his sponsor.
Right. I almost wonder if she really truly knows what goes into that.
No, I don't think she knows what it means.
Because that's it's 10 Leah. Years of financial responsibility. What I'm confused about is, so I thought this was like a one night stand thing and she got pregnant, but then I heard that it wasn't some random guy and they had known each other.
That's what you said, but it's that it was like a one night stand type thing.
That's what I thought, but I read something about like, or did I like see Victoria post something maybe?
You saw Victoria post something and you read, I feel like, because we both looked at it together and you read too much into it, I think, because Victoria also made herself sound stupid. And it didn't make sense, parts of it.
But she did say something along the lines of trying to make it seem like it wasn't
she
random.
Said, let me pull it up because...
Right?
She said, FYI people, me laughing in the film clip is in fact not because the situation was funny, because it was, but because I was nervous about talking about it on camera and trying to own my own truth as to what I did. Anyone else laugh when you're nervous? I'm sure. Also, could I have been more careful? Of course, but that was not the situation, and the dad is not just a random guy. Costa Rica and meeting Royer.cr, that's his Instagram, changed my whole life in many, many ways. And many may or may not understand, but that is okay because you don't have to. I'm thankful for the things that happened. I learned the importance of diversity, the true meaning of love, and of course we have a blessing on the way. That all being said, you can either continue to judge me or you can support me. Either way, I'm okay. XOXO. She did say, not just a random guy, but then she said, meeting him changed my whole life.
Maybe she's trying to insinuate that now he's not some random guy.
Exactly. Yeah, she did meet him there. She had hickeys all over her because they hooked up that one night. And they were covering it up with makeup. And then she was pregnant.
Which, that was so weird of Kale to point out.
Yeah, and it was weird that how they talked about condoms and stuff like that, and it was just uncomfortable.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, she told me not to wear one, and she's like, I don't know if I did or not. Like,
she probably did say that because she's gross.
That's so weird. Like, why would you, like, I don't know. That's just so weird to me.
If I were sleeping with, like, a random dude, I would probably be like,
Especially in another country.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Get it together. Chelsea, I love Cole.
I know.
I love him so much.
He's such a good guy.
He is the best husband. And also, did you get, like, a little emotional when that fan came up again and Cole gave her a gift and goes, I wrapped it with printer paper. But, like, it warmed my cold, dead heart.
It was really cute. And Chelsea was definitely more comfortable this, like, reunion. She was talking.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Good for her. I'm glad she's getting it together.
Same. Because I love her.
Yeah. So then Caitlin and Tyler join Chelsea and Cole. Caitlin's eyeliner is something else.
It's her makeup is better than, like, it's gotten a lot better, though.
Yeah, better than her drag makeup.
I mean, I didn't hate it.
Okay. So they're all just sitting there and talking about their trauma and how they cope with their trauma. And
two totally different types of trauma.
Very different. I'm glad they're all doing well, though. Because that's pretty much what I got from that.
Yeah, I don't really get why they came out.
Me neither. But I did enjoy the preview of Teen Mom OG. And the one thing that I noticed is Mackenzie McKee is on it again.
Yeah, I think she's like a regular.
But last season, they said like a guest mom or something like that they put. I didn't know she was coming back for good. Did you notice? Well, you did notice that her mom died.
Very sad.
Super sad. But
I feel bad for her.
Same. Did you also notice in this preview when she's yelling about Josh, she's like, he's a 2, I'm a 10.
Yeah. And Chelsea's like, okay.
He is kind of a 2, though. I think he's only a 2 because his, like, attitude and his the way he is.
I don't think he's, like, good-looking, though, either. He looks filthy.
He's not ugly. Would I ever marry him? No. Would I date him? No. Would I sleep with him? Probably not.
Yeah, I would say no to all of those
questions. I think I'm gonna say no, but... Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Jade. She's carrying the show on her back.
I know. There was a lot of drama that went on, like, with her family at the reunion, I will say.
I just feel like Jade is very logical, and everything she said made sense, and her mom just, like, popped off.
And she's irrational.
Yeah, and even Dr. Drew was like, what? Like,
I know. It's
very strange to me.
It's just weird because, like, her mom is so defensive about this whole, like, all her issues. And it's like, no, but you have issues and you're being the child.
And you're on national television. You can't even, like, deny that you have these problems. Like, we all exactly. see what you're doing. We all see how you're acting. Like, did She's you not like,
the
realize...
charges were dropped.
Did you not realize you were being filmed the entire time? Like, I wonder.
And just the way she was talking to Jade, and, like, Jade couldn't even get any words out, and she's like, you don't know me, you haven't walked in my shoes, you don't know. And it's like, that's so unfair and selfish of her to say, because you're totally taking away Jade's, what you've put Jade through.
Right. And you've put Jade through a whole damn lot.
A lot. Like, hell.
Yeah.
I also didn't know that Jade's dad, like, her biological father had committed suicide.
I also didn't notice that or remember that, I guess, because maybe we did know, but...
I don't think so. It sounded, like, the way she was talking about it, it sounded like the first time that had ever been spoken about.
Oh, okay.
Because Dr. Drew, like, asked her, and she's like, I don't really talk about my biological dad. And then she had said that, and she, that's like, I felt for her because I feel like it made me understand why she is the way she is with Sean and gives him so many chances, because that's what she said. Like, she was saying how she's like, maybe if somebody was there as a support for my dad, it wouldn't have went the way that it did. And that's why I want to, like, support Sean as much as I can, so, like, he always knows that I'm there. Because her dad struggled with drugs.
Sean looked great.
Yeah.
And I
he was like, what?
I liked how he was, like, trying to diffuse the situation.
He totally was. And he was like, he, like, gave the mom a hug. And then when he went out on stage and he was like, you know, I don't think she needed to react that way.
Yeah. But, like, she thinks, like, the mom thinks that, like, her and Sean are, like, besties because they both have had substance abuse problems. So she's like, they both can, relate to each other or something like that, I guess, she thinks.
Right, which is, like, nothing to be proud of.
No. It's really strange.
And even the grandma was like, no one's saying you're a bad mom. Like, what are you talking about?
But she is. Like.
What?
I said, but she is.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But that whole segment was just, like, kind of sad, too, that, like, I just felt like her mom totally took away, like, Jade's time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they allowed it because it's drama.
I know. And I just, like, all she did was, like, cry and make herself a victim instead of, like, owning her shit. And she's like, I do own my shit. Like, no, you don't.
She really doesn't. Yeah, I feel bad for Jade. But I am glad to see that her and Sean are still, like, together. Because I did see a Instagram story of them the other day. So
I actually remember seeing her post, like, a picture of them out to, like, eat or something when they were at the reunion, like, filming it. And I remember people going, like, nuts about them being together because it was when, like, the episode was airing that, like, she was trying to get her shit out of the house and stuff. Which they didn't really recap, honestly.
No, maybe she asked not to.
Probably. I guess, like, it's over, but I'm surprised they wouldn't do that. I don't know. I'm happy they're in a good place. I just hope that a piece of me isn't happy because I just think it's going to be a cycle.
Yeah, but so far so good.
Yeah, for now. Yeah. I just think, like, when people are addicts, especially, like, meth and heroin, like, you need to get some sort of help. And that's also what their point was, like, finding a hobby, and her mom didn't want to hear it.
Her mom just doesn't want to listen to anything.
She's very irritating.
Yeah, I can't stand her, but honestly.
Hopefully Jade and Sean continue to do well.
Yeah, I hope so, too. So now, can we move on to the juicy juice?
We can.
We can move on to the juicy juice. So, now all the teen mom, young and pregnant lady children are out there.
For what reason? I don't know.
I have no idea. And then Dr. Drew's asking everyone, like, the OG castmates, what, yeah.
Well, also, I just wanted to say, Kale and Jade are also out there with...
Oh, right, that didn't really make sense to me as well.
The young and pregnant cast. Yeah, I didn't really get why. And I personally feel this was, like, MTV's way of, like, stirring the pot because they knew the drama between Ashley and Jade because, I mean, you're going to get to it, but...
That's fine, but, like, why Kale?
Yeah, I didn't get why Kale was there. I do remember, I think I was listening to her podcast, and she had said something along the line, I don't know if it was her podcast, but she said something along the lines of, like, I think that, like, knowing my background, they thought that I would, like, instigate the fighting. And, you know. But anyway.
So Dr. Drew is asking all the girls on what they think about Jade being moved up to Teen Mom 2, and everyone's like, oh, that's cool, whatever. And then he asks Ashley, sorry. And then he asks Ashley
And he goes, oh, do you have any thoughts? She goes, no.
Which, if you didn't want to start shit, then you wouldn't have said that the way that you did. You would have
been like, cool, whatever. And then she's like, then she gets all into it. And
well, did you see her face, though, the whole time they were out there and talking? And I'm like, stank she is face. Waiting. Yes.
Yeah. So she's also still saying that she wanted to stay on Young and Pregnant. She says YMP. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want to go to Teen Mom 2, which I kind of, like, don't believe. Because if you actually, like, wanted to stay, why are you still throwing this fit about it?
Right.
And she claims...
That I agree with.
She claims that it's because of whatever Jade said, but I frankly do not think that Jade really said anything.
No, nothing was even said until Ashley made it. This is the thing. Her face said it all. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She was ready for the conflict. And it's like, why would you even bring it up if you didn't want to go to it or you didn't want to be... Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, why even still bring that up?
Yeah. There's no point.
Like, who? What are you trying to prove? That you didn't want to go to Teen Mom 2, you wanted to stay on Young and Pregnant, and Jade went, and what?
Nothing. That's it.
Unless you're salty about it. And I could see that. I could see them offering it to them both, because that's exactly what happened with Brianna and Mackenzie. Mm-hmm. And then they went with Brianna.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see that happening.
Yeah. So then Ashley gets all into it. She starts acting a fool. And
she made
herself look so stupid and so ratchet. And
I liked her before this.
I didn't like her first season. I liked her, like, the last season and this season, and now I'm like,
meh. Me too.
And then Jade was like, you called my mom a crackhead. And Ashley's like, your mom is a crackhead. and then Young and Pregnant cast starts fighting, even though the two new girls are just like,
like, so uncomfortable.
And then the whole, like, Kale but getting mad
before
at
Nessa. Even...
Uh-huh. Kale getting mad at Nessa was strange to me.
So that I, like, also heard about. So what's weird is Ashley's, like, going off on everybody, and Kale is pretty much, like, saying to Jade, it's not worth she's it. Like, it's not it worth
off,
it.
Walk off the stage.
Walk off. Like, leave. So she leaves. Then Ashley starts going at Kayla. And Kale says to Kayla, switch with me. Like, she moves seats with her so that she's not next to Ashley. And what Nessa said was, Kale, switch back your seat. Because she wanted the drama to keep going. Mm-hmm. And that's what pissed Kale off. Because she was like, what? I don't have anything to do with this, first of all. Like, I'm trying to prevent this from happening. And that's what pissed her off. That's why she got mad at Nessa.
And then Nessa was like, Kale.
Yeah, which you could see in her face. Like, she knew exactly why what happened, but played stupid.
Mm-hmm. And then the one point where...
Kale storms off.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Kale storms off. And then like, Kayla...
Bye, Nessa.
Yeah. And then Kayla goes to Ashley. She's like, what did I even do to you? And Ashley turns into a fucking demon and says, nothing, bitch, that's the point.
Yeah, I was like, what?
And then Dr. Drew goes, you might want to call the police to the security. Did you catch that?
Yes.
So good. And then Ashley storms off or gets dragged off, whatever. And then she's crying.
Well, even before that, though, she's going off about Kayla having two babies.
Right.
Like, that's right. Relevant.
I was gonna...
Or that has anything to do with her.
Yeah. So she then is crying and she's like, this bitch had two babies. My grandma died and no one reached out to me.
Yeah, she's like, anybody could spread their legs. But she did say before she went off the stage, oh, because she was trying to claim that Jade had said all these things about them. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. She was trying to claim that Jade said to Ashley that Kayla was a dumbass bitch for getting knocked up a second time. And she also tried to claim that she said to Ashley that Brianna's fucked up because she's fucking a half chick, half dick. Like,
and she's like, and I defended you. I don't see her defending them.
And I support. No, she was talking shit right along with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
If not instigating it. But then, yeah, so then she goes off and you were saying.
Yeah, and she's just crying, and then she ended up, she decides to come back out, and then they all just start fighting again, and Dr. Drew's, like, talking over them fighting, trying to cut to a break, and that was it.
Yeah, and that whole thing was so weird, because at first, like, I felt like Kayla was rational. She's like, I just don't understand what the issue is, because Ashley's like, yeah, let's all kumbaya, like, let's all get over it, but then, like, is still petty. Like, she was still the one...
She's a bitch.
Going off. Because then they were, like, trying to solve the issue and squash it, and she's like, no, you all want to be, like, blah, 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 blah.
She's like, I'm keeping it real. But she's, like, being a real psycho.
It was just so much.
And then, do you remember seeing, like, the live videos of that weekend of, like, Ashley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was so crazy.
And her YouTube video?
Mm-hmm.
With all her receipts or whatever.
That was pretty much it.
And I just feel like there clearly was drama, sure, but, like, I just don't get... I don't believe for a second that those girls were trying to exclude her, because what it all comes down to is the fact that they reached out to her after she had posted that she feels excluded, like, hey, come to our room, like, let's talk about it before we, like, go on stage tomorrow, like, let's squash this. And she's like, no, everything's totally fine, all love, hearts, blah blah blah, and, like,
and then goes on stage and
yes, and that's why I can't even believe Ashley with her text receipts, because her text is bullshit, because she tries to pretend like everything's great and all good when she's being petty.
Mm-hmm.
Because just by the way she acted after a day after sending that text, everything was not good.
Mm-hmm. Just squash it before you go on stage.
Exactly.
It's not hard.
Did they film the reunion for Anna and Pregnant yet?
I mean, they I think they might have done it then.
Did they? Okay.
I want to assume so, because they're all in the city.
Right, so maybe more will come out.
Yeah, but... What was I going to say? Shit. Oh, I also do think that Brianna is definitely playing both sides, though.
Probably, because she's like, no, I'm not going to deny it. And just looks at her all puzzled.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that made me be like,
I'm sure that she's, like, playing both sides, but I don't think that she was, like, trying to exclude Ashley.
No, I don't think so
either.
And
they had nothing to do with the whole Jade and Teen Mom 2 thing.
Mm-hmm. So I don't understand. I like what Kayla said. I don't understand what Ashley's problem is with them.
Yeah, Kayla was definitely like, what is happening?
She looks good bigger, I think.
She looks good. She looked so tall.
She looked tall and she looked, like, bigger, and I think it, like, definitely suited her.
I really like her.
I agree. I would be friends with her, I think.
And then but she was pissed when, like, Ashley brought up her kids. She was like,
Oh, well, that, she took her shoes off. She's like, I'm done. I would, too.
Yeah, I'd be pissed. Because Kayla did nothing to her.
Mm-mm.
Like, she literally did nothing. The only person that Ashley even had any, like, anything to call out was Brianna for saying the whole thing that Brianna told Ashley that Jade and her mom were talking about her.
Yeah.
But she had nothing on Kayla. And she's just going to sit there and attack her kids.
Yeah, that's fucked up. No one's sitting there and attacking her kids. Kid.
No. I do think, though, after that had happened, she did, like, publicly, like, say that she was wrong for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But still, besides the point, the bitch is crazy, and I'm not a fan of her. I think that I don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth.
Yeah, I have to agree. And then also, did you see on the preview for, like, the next coming, like, episodes of that, when she was, like, being all ratchet when Barr was talking about her, like, sleeping with another guy. Mm-hmm. I was like...
Ugh. You're on TV.
Yeah. Stop showing off. She's
like, yeah, I'm fucking him. I'm gonna keep fucking him.
Because I'm not fucking you.
Yeah.
It's like...
Ugh. It's just, like, weird and gross.
Yeah.
She just seems so immature to me.
She had a hot girl summer.
She's so weird.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do feel like she's a good mom, but, like, she's just crazy and immature, and ugh, after watching her today, I was just like, I don't like her at all.
Yeah, I don't like her either.
So.
I agree.
But yeah, I feel like that's literally, like, all that happened.
Yeah, there was, like, nothing. Sorry if this was a little bit, like, not as, what's the correct word? Like, enthusiastic?
Yeah.
But we're both kind of just over this.
Yes.
So.
But, yeah. So, that's it for Teen Mom 2 for us. For
yeah, we're done. We're done for that. Done for that for a long time.
So, we will not be discussing that anymore, which, obviously, who knows, maybe Janelle will be back on. But, yes. So, on Monday, we'll be back again with another true crime episode. We're going to do part one of the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Mm-hmm.
And on Wednesday, Christmas Day, we're going to be doing part two of the JonBenet Ramsey case.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, bitches. So that should be good.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then we'll be back on Friday, I guess, just recapping Young and Pregnant.
Can't wait. Are we going to recap this last episode and then the coming episode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Just to, like, get ourselves back on track.
Yeah, sounds good.
So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. That's it for Teen Mom 2 this season. I suppose we'll be back with Teen Mom 2 again in probably, like, the summer of 2020. but, yeah, we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye.
Bye.